今天的主题是能力是从合而为一而来。
Today's topic is that power comes from unity.
你愿意得到能力吗？
So are you willing to receive this power?
愿意得到能力的话，一定要同心。
If you're willing to receive this power, you have to be united.
一定要合而为一。
You need to be united together.
刚才我们上个礼拜我们分享了，你愿意尝到上帝的美善的话，一定要同心。
So last week we shared this, if you want to taste the goodness of the Lord, then you have to be united in heart.
啊，圣经讲到同心合而为一是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by this unity, united in heart in the Bible?
除掉在我嘴巴上的不信、疑惑、反抗、批评，啊，这就是圣经讲的同心合而为一的意思。
So in terms of this unity in her is to eradicate away this kind of unbelief and rebellions and not believe one another, this kind of things away, then this is actually called unity in the Bible.
所以呢，上个礼拜呀，我们看了诗篇第34篇第八节。
And last week we shared on a sermon in the Bible, Psalms 34.
啊，在那边说，你们一定要经历到上帝的美善。
And there he says that we have to taste the goodness of the Lord.
你愿意经历到上帝的美善的话，一定要除掉在你嘴巴上的不信、疑惑、反抗、批评这类的。
And so in order to taste the goodness of the Lord, we have to eradicate away from our mouth the unbelief, the rebellion, and as well as doubts in our mouth.
就是12节到第13节的内容。
And that's in verse 12 to 13.
当然我们的上帝也会祝福我们。的个人
and as well, God will also bless individually.
但是我们一定要明白，我们基本上我们的上帝呢，不是透过个人来做什么事情。
We need to understand that God don't do things in terms of individually.
基本上我们的上帝做什么事情的时候，透过教会来做什么事情。
But no matter in what is that God do things in accordance to a church.
为什么我们的上帝透过教会来做什么事情呢？
Why so that God do things through a church?
那么意思说，那么在教会里面。同心的时候，我们才能得到很大很大的能力的意思。
Meaning to say, within a church, if you're united together, then we'll receive a very great power.
当然，从个人的层面也可以得到能力。
So from individual perspective, we can receive this kind of power as well.
但是，扎根在教会那边的时候，你所得到的能力是更大的。
But if we are rooted inside a church, that kind of power that we receive, this is greater.
我刚刚说了，因为我们的上帝透过教会来。做什么事情的缘故
Because I said before just now that it's because God through a church to actually do things.
圣经也那么清楚地告诉我们说教会是上帝的身体。
The Bible also tells us that the church is the body of God.
教会的头就是我们的上帝。
And the head of this church is actually God himself.
我们看看一下圣经讲的教会到底是怎么样的。
So let's see, what does church mention inside the Bible?
真的我们的上帝透过教会来更大大的祝福我们。
And is it true that God through this church will bless me even greater?
真的，我好好扎根在一教会里面的时候，能够得到那么大的能力吗
？That if I'm rooted properly in a church, then I'll receive this kind of great power.
我们看看一下马太福音第十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
马太福音第十六章第十八节。
Matthew 16 verse 18.
请我们大声来一起来念一下，请。我还告诉你，你是。彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Verse 18, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
这里的彼得是什么意思
？Peter here, what does it mean?
这里的彼得意思。彼得的意思是小块石头的意思。
Peter here refers to a smaller rock.
不是在这边有很多很多的石头，其中。一粒石头不是这个的意思。
It's not to say that there's many, many small rocks here, and then this is just one small little piece of rock.
这里的小块石头是什么意思
？So what does a small little rock mean?
在这边有很大很大的巨石。
So right here there is this. Right here there is this very great big rock.
这个从巨石头那边凿出来的一块石头的意思。
But from within this very great big rock, you cut out the small piece of rock from this big rock.
不是。巨石头跟这个一块石头是独立的，不是这个的意思。
So not to say that this big rock and this smaller rock is of an individual piece.
这个彼得的意思是从大石头那边凿出来的一块石头的意思。
Peter here has this meaning to say that this small little piece of rock is carved out from this very big piece of rock.
那么圣经说巨石头大磐石就是耶稣。
And so we know from the Bible it says that this solid rock is before Jesus Christ.
那么意思说。 彼得是谁呢?
And therefore, who is this Peter?
彼得是从大磐石那边造出来的一块石头。
Peter is someone who will actually cover from this big rock.
所以意思是什么呢? 彼得这个一块石头是我们这个大磐石的一部分，大磐石的身体的一部分的意思。
And therefore, to say that this piece of rock is actually part of this big rock, part of this body of this rock.
要明白这一点。
So we need to understand this point.
所以你好好扎根在大磐石那边,
and therefore, if you probably be rooted from this big rock, if you're probably rooted and established in this church, or to probably be rooted in a body, and therefore at that time the gates of Hades will not overcome you.
这就是第18节的意思。
And so this is the meaning of verse 18.
我们多进一步看看一下这个教会到底是什么意思。
Let's look further, what does it mean by church?
其实正确来翻译的话，这个教会呢。
Correctly interpret this word church actually should be translated as counselor.
这个教会希腊文是 ecclesia.
Because this church in Greek is called ecclesia.
E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A, ecclesia.
So it's E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A.
国会的意思。
It has the meaning of counselor.
被造出而出来的人的意思。
To be actually covered from this rock.
为了审判治理这地来被
In order to rule over, in order to judge this land, this person has been called out.
教会是什么呢?
So what is the church then?
为什么我们的上帝建立教会呢?
So why is it so that God actually established his church?
为的是审判这个世上, 为的是治理这个世上, 呼召你啊。
It's to judge this world and as well as to rule over this world. That's why God calls you.
所以统治这个世上, 为了统治这个世上被呼召而出来的人, 这就是
In order to be ruling over this world, therefore called out, this is actually called a church.
所以呢,教会拥有了统治权。
And therefore, church has this authority.
我刚刚说了,原来正确来翻译的话,教会是国会来翻译才对。
So in correct translation, it should be translated as counselor.
教会呢,有国会有律法的权柄,对不对?
So in a counselor, there is this law system, right? This law rights, right?
国会配兵的权柄。
And so there is this right and authority to stand forth truths. So if the council never agree with it, the prince, the president as well as the prime minister cannot stand forth this kind of truth.
国会承认的时候，同意的时候，你才能搞争战。
So when the council actually agrees with it, then you can actually start this kind of strides and attacks.
教会是国会来的。
And therefore a church is like this kind of council.
所以呢，你就是教会。
And therefore you are a church.
我们这个是教会来的。
And this is a church.
这个教会拥有了那么大的能力。
And this church has this kind of great power.
为了统治治理这地, 为了审判这地, 我们的上帝呼召你啊。
To govern, to rule over, as well as to judge this land, that's why God calls out to you.
明白这个教会是什么样的。
So understand what does it mean by church.
所以呢,今天没有能力, 这个不对。
So today you don't have any power, this is wrong.
原来教会拥有了那么大的能力。
Because church should have such great power.
那么今天为什么, 所以这个圣经讲的教会拥有了那么大的统治权 但是今天为什么我们里面没有统治权呢?
The Bible says that church should have such great power, but why is it so that we don't have this kind of sovereign powers and authority in us today?
圣经说关键是同心, 关键是, 和而为一。
The Bible says the main crucial point is unity, the unity in heart.
没有同心, 没有和而为一的话, 我们无法发挥神给我们的
And therefore, if we're not united in heart, if there is no unity, it is impossible for us to release this kind of power from us.
那么同心或者是合而为一是什么意思?
So what does it mean by unity? What does it mean by unity in heart?
里面的人的变化。
And therefore, that means transformations in an inner person.
意思是我里面的人没有变化的话,无法同心,无法合而为一。
And so if the inner person inside of me, there is no transformation, it is impossible for me to have this kind of unity or unity with heart.
那么信主过后我们怎么样呢? 里面的人没有变化的。
So after you become a Christian, there is no transformations inside my own inner person.
我们里面的人才是真正的我。
The inner person inside of us, that is the real me.
这个不是真正的我。
So this is not the real me.
这个江西英没有错的了。
So this Kang Hee-young, it's not wrong. So this is Korean man, that's not wrong.
最近是原来是161, 但是现在变成159.9, 这个是张西英没有错的了。
So used to be 160, but now become 159.9, but that's right, this is Kang Hee-young.
但是其实这个不是真正的我。
But actually, this is not the real me.
真正的我 是谁呢?
Who is the real me?
真正的我就是我里面的人.
The real me is the inner person inside.
我里面的人才是真正的江启.
The inner person inside of me is the real Kang Hee-yong.
我里面的人是谁呢?
So who is the right real person?
啊, 圣经说我里面的人 才是上帝的孩子.
And so the inner person inside of me is the real child of God.
上帝的孩子才是真正的我.
And therefore the child of God, that is the real me.
那么问题在哪里呢?
So where is the problem then?
我们一出生可以变成上帝的孩子吗?
And so instantly when we are born, we can become the child of God.
圣经没有这样讲.
The Bible never says so.
你里面的人,
For the inner person,
新造的人, 变的时候, 才能变成
Well, the inner person of me, when there's a transformation to become a new creation, it's at that time then you become the child of God.
啊, 所以呢,上次我们没有看到吗? 这个约翰福音第一章第十二节。
Yeah, that time we look at the scriptures, John chapter 1, verse 12.
接受耶稣,
you receive Jesus.
啊, 叫什么? 相信耶稣。
You believe in Jesus.
啊, 这个是用过去时态来写的。
And all this is written in past tense.
做神的儿女的权柄是用现在时态来写的。
To become children of God, this is written in present tense.
怎么一个文章里面有两个时态呢?
So why is it so that there are two tenses written in
啊,
one statement?
是不是约翰牧师他的英文,他的grammar,他的文法有问题?
Is it that Pastor John, he has this problem with structures and grammars in English?
啊, 不是的了。
That's not the case.
为什么一个 sentence一个文章里面有两个 这个时态呢?
Why so that inside one statement there is two different kind of tenses?
你信耶稣?
You believe in Jesus?
你接受耶稣?
You receive Jesus?
那么立刻变成上帝的孩子吗?
And instantly you become the children of God?
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible never says so.
你接受了耶稣?
You receive Jesus?
相信耶稣?
You believe in Jesus?
然后需要你里面的人的变化?
But there is a need for this inner person to be transformed.
你里面的人需要成长?
And this inner person needs to grow.
成长过后,现在的你里面的人的状态才决定让你成为上帝的孩子。
And after that growth, that inner person inside of you is the one to determine whether are you the children of God.
由这个缘故,约翰福音第一章第十二节,一个 今天是一个文章里面有两个时态。
Therefore, there's this purpose. Why so that Pastor John actually write two different tenses in one statement?
明白吗?
Understand?
你看,第一步,过去, believe, 现在。
You can see here that faith is past tense and belief is in present tense.
这是那么重要的了。
So this is very important.
我里面的人变的时候,我里面的人成长的时候,你才能成为 上帝的孩子.
So when the inner person is inside of me have the transformation as well as a growth, then you'll become known as the children of God.
还有很重要的另一件事情是什么?
What's another important thing here?
只有上帝的孩子才有统治权.
And only the children of God would have this kind of sovereign power.
啊, 老虎没有统治权.
And the lions don't have this kind of sovereign power.
蚂蚁没有统治权.
Ants doesn't have this kind of power.
天使也没有统治权.
And the angels also don't have this sovereign power.
甚至我们的上帝也没有统治权.
And even so that our God himself don't have this sovereign power.
啊, 诗篇115篇第16节怎么说呢?
What is it written in Psalms 115 verse 16?
天是属于我们上帝的.
The heavens belong to God himself.
但是地是怎么样呢?
But the earth?
却给人的.
He gave it to man.
意思是我们的上帝决定了透过你来统治这个世上.
And because God decided that he wanted to use you through you to rule over this world.
不是上帝没有能力.
It's not so that God hasn't got this capability.
上帝那么爱我们的 James弟兄.
But God loved brother James so much.
虽然我们的上帝虽然他是全能，但是他自己 不愿意统治这个世上.
But even so that he's all powerful, but he's not willing to rule over this world himself.
啊, 不管我们James弟兄的情况、条件、环境怎么样, 不管无论怎么样, 他决定了透过我们James弟兄来
No matter what kind of circumstances and environments and conditions Brother James actually have, he had decided and God has decided to let Brother James be the one to rule over this world.
所以呢,你不要说我是无能无力的。
And therefore don't say that you are helpless.
你不要说,这个,我没有办法做到什么。
Don't say that I haven't got any capability to do anything.
你相信你是 上帝的孩子,
but to only believe that you are the child of God.
上帝的孩子的话, 你有统治权,
and if you're a child of God, you have the sovereign power.
千万不要考虑你的环境, 你的条件,
so don't consider your environment as well as your situations and conditions.
你是上帝的孩子的话, 不管你的后, 这什么,那个什么,你的一只脚的厚度是, 你的掌拇指的腰那样大也好, 无论怎么样, 你有统治权。
So, whatever that is, if you are a child of God, if your leg is as thick as Reverend Kong's waist, then you have the sovereign power no matter what
it is. And
therefore, in John chapter 1, verse 13, it says that don't consider anything based on your flesh. Because based on flesh, it's very hard for you to receive this point. And therefore, say again, lion don't have this kind of sovereign power. Ants doesn't have this kind of sovereign power.
那么, 산종, 对不对? 산종, 우, 老虎, 猴子成为王, 猴子也没有统治权。
So there's a problem. No matter what, it's monkey don't have this kind of sovereign power as well.
要弄清楚。
So we have to be clear.
我刚刚说了, 甚至我们的上帝也没有统治权。
And even God himself doesn't have the sovereign power.
何况天上, 天使也没有统治权。
Even so, the angels and all these heavenly beings doesn't have the sovereign power.
只有上帝的孩子,
because only man, the child of God, had this kind of sovereign power.
这个是那么重要的。
This is very important.
你看，这就是创世纪的一章第二十八节的内容。
So this is written in Genesis chapter 1, verse
28. 上帝为什么创造你呢?
So why God created you?
创造你的目的是为的是什么呢? 透过你来生养众多遍满这地攻打魔鬼。我们的上帝虽然是全能的，但是我们的上帝不要用自己的手来这个占。
So God, in written in first Genesis chapter 1 verse 8, is for you to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue this land, to overcome the evil ones. So even so, that God is all powerful and sovereignty, he doesn't want to make dirty his own hand because he wants to use you. So the Chinese is very smart. We see through the will of God.
So in the Chinese thinking,
so therefore, in Chinese proverb, that's what it says, that somebody used some knife to kill somebody else.
所以呢,我们的上帝呢,不要亲自杀这个魔鬼。
So God don't want to use his own hands to actually kill the evil ones.
透过我们的林老师来杀魔鬼。
For he wants to use teaching Lee to actually eradicate these evil ones.
一定要明白,只有上帝的孩子才有统治权。
And so we need to know that only the children of God has the sovereign power.
那个是,这个是创世纪第一章第28节那么清楚的证明了。
It's written so clearly in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 to prove it so clearly.
也看看一下创世纪,不是创世纪,以赛亚书第42章第8节。
So look at Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8.
来临的这个礼拜天要分享的经文。
This is the scripture that we're going to share this coming Sunday.
但是看看一下。
What we see again.
我是耶和华,这是我的名。 我必不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的赞美归给雕刻的偶像。I'm
the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols.
你看，我们的上帝呢，从来没有把自己的荣耀、权柄、能力交给别人。
For God never gave his own power, glory, and authority to anyone else.
只是我们的上帝呢，把自己的权柄、荣耀、能力呢。 交给自己的孩子,
God gave his own power, glory, and authority to his own people, his own children.
你告诉你旁边的, 只有你才拥有了统治权。
So tell the person beside you that you are the only one that you have the sovereign power.
所以呢, 只有你才能杀魔鬼。
And therefore only you are the one to actually eradicate the evil ones.
你告诉你旁边的, 只有你才能统治这个世上。
And only you are the one to keep rule over this world.
先，千万相信这点，好不好？
So first, we need to believe in this point.
我再来整理一下。
I make clear again.
真正的我是我里面的。
The real me is the inner person.
但是这个里面的人变的时候，你才能成为上帝的孩子。
But it's only when this inner person has this transformation, it's at that time that you become the children of God.
上帝的孩子才能拥有统治权。
And only the children of God will have this kind of sovereign power.
好，那么我们更进一步看看一下。Let's
look more closely.
我刚刚说了，上帝的孩子不是自动的得到这个权柄。You
see, the children of God is not instantly receive this kind of power.
不是一出生很自动的变成上帝的孩子，圣经没有这样。It's
not when you are born and suddenly you just become the children of God.
什么人才能变成上帝的孩子呢?
Who are the ones that can become the children of God?
我们看看一下启示录第五章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 5.
第五节到第六节。
Verse 5 to 6.
到底什么样的人才能变成 상태다 하이츠.
So exactly what kind of person can become the children of God?
아, 네 부스 상태다 하이츠的话, 네 没有 통치权.
So if you're not a children of God, you will not have this power.
아, 只有 상태다 하이츠才有 통치权.
For only the children of God will have this kind of sovereign power.
所以呢, 상태다 하이츠的字典里面 根本没有 失败这个两个字.
And therefore, in a dictionary of the children of God, there is no failure this word.
아, 你告诉你旁边的我的字典里面没有 失败这个两个字.
Tell the person beside you that in my dictionary there is no failure this word.
那么什么人能够成为上帝的孩子呢?
So exactly, who can become the children of God?
我们一起来念一下，请。长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪，有大慈悲众的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那基因。”
Verse 6 says that, verse 5, then one of the elders says to me, Do not weep, see the lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
很简单来说的话, 有大慈悲的, 有大慈悲中的狮子, 大卫的根, 他才拥有了
It's important to say that the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he is the only one that has this kind of sovereign power.
除了他以外没有统治权.
And other than him, there is no other people that have the sovereign power.
只有有大慈悲中的狮子大卫的根才拥有了统治权.
For only the lion of the tribe of Judah and as well as the root of David has the sovereign power.
但是他是什么样的呢?
But who is he then?
看第六节.
Verse 6.
请我又看见宝座与四火物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
Then I saw a lamb looking as if that he has been slain, standing in the center of the throne, and circled by the four living creatures and the elders. He has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirit of God, sent out into all the earth.
现在发现到有一位拥有了统治权。
And so we realize that there is this person that had the sovereign power.
他能够统治全世界。
He has the power to actually govern over all the earth.
啊, 他拥有了七角七眼，意思说他拥有了 完美的能力.
He has the seven horn, he has got the seven spirit, means to say that he has the perfect power.
啊, 他所拥有的能力是完美的了.
And his power that he has is perfected.
到底是什么人?
So what kind of person is this?
狮子?
Lion?
啊, 圣经没有这样讲.
The Bible never says so.
被杀过的羔羊.
The lamb that was slain.
怎么没有惊讶?
Why are you not shocked?
我们认为是得胜的是狮子来的.
That we thought that the one that was victorious is a lion.
得胜的是新加坡大学毕业的来的。
The one that's victorious is graduated from University of Singapore.
得胜的是很用功、很努力、很厉害的人来的。
Or to say somebody who is hardworking and diligent or very capable.
不是的了。
But that's not the case.
能够统治这个世上的是谁呢?
The one that can govern over this earth is
就是被杀过的羔羊。
It's the lamb that was slain.
明白吗?
Understand?
意思说被钉于十字架死的人。
Meaning to say that this person has been crucified on the cross.
意思是什么呢?
Meaning to say,
杀掉不信、怀疑、批评这些的。
Meaning to say that this person eradicate from the mouth from all the unbelief and doubts and as well as rebellions and criticisms.
这样的人才能成为上帝的孩子。
So only this kind of person can become the children of God.
不是狮子了。
It's not lions.
不是很厉害的了。
It's not capable people.
虽然有人很厉害、很不错，不要羡慕他了。
Maybe somebody is capable, but don't envy them.
最后他不是得胜者。
Because in the end, this person is not victorious.
啊, 他不是统治者。
This person is not a sovereign one.
能够统治这个世上的是被杀过的羔羊。
For the one that can govern over all the earth, this is the person who is the lamb that was slain.
能够统治这个世上的是被钉于十字架死的人。
The one that can govern over all the earth is the person who has been crucified on the cross.
能够统治这个世上的是把 不信、怀疑、批评、反抗等等的心钉在十字架而死的人。
The one that can rule over the world is the one who eradicate with all this kind of unbelief, doubts, rebellions, and criticisms, crucify them on the cross.
啊, 我们看看一下这个启示录第十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
第十节到第十一节。
10 to 11.
啊, 这个是那么重要的内容了。
This is very important content here.
啊, 我再整理一下。
Let us recap again.
只有上帝的孩子拥有了 这个统治权,
and only the children of God has this kind of sovereign power.
但是不是自动的成为上帝的孩子,
but it's not instantly you just become the children of God. But for those who actually eradicate their own self, this person can actually become the children of God. Is it true?
我们一起来念经。我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前。”
Verse 10, Then I heard a loud voice in heaven says, Now have come the salvations and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accused them before our God day and night have been hurled down.
掌握天上、地上、地下所有的权柄呢?
So who has the one that actually have all the power over the heavens, the earth, and underground?
什么人能够打死这个魔鬼呢?
Who can overcome the evil ones?
看第11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
请弟兄胜过他。
是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽然至于死，也不爱惜性命。 So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
不是为这个照着世上的价值观来生活的。
So these people, they don't live according to the trends of this world.
对这个世上来讲杀掉。
And to this world,
自己的想法看法,
to this world, they eradicate with all their own opinions and views.
没有照着这个世上的价值观来生活。
They don't live according to the system and the standards of this world.
不爱惜性命了。
They never love their own life.
意思说，这个从世上的价值观来看的话，这个是最笨的人了。
Meaning to say that from a worldly perspective, worldly standards to say, this person is the most foolish person.
那么他对世上的价值观那边彻底的死了。
Totally die from this worldly system and standards.
然后
And then?
他靠什么呢?
And what he relied on?
靠羔羊的血。
He relied on the blood of the Lamb.
那么意思是什么呢?
Meaning to say?
把不信、怀疑、反抗、批评等等的这些都钉在十字架而死的，他才能。
Meaning to say that this person he crucified on the cross, nearly on the cross, all the unbelief, doubts, rebellions, and as well as criticism, and this person is one that relied in the blood of the Lamb to live.
当然从人的角度来看的话，这样的思想好像没。 这个好像没有道理。
So from man's perspective to say that this is actually unreasonable.
但是一定要明白神的话才是真理。
But we need to understand that the word of God is truth.
我们这样来生活的时候，你能够治理这地。
When we live like that, that's the way how we can rule over the earth.
我们这样来生活的时候，你能够得到从上帝来的智慧。
So when we live like that, we receive the wisdom that comes from God alone.
不是狮子。 能够统治这个世上。
It's not the lion that can rule over the earth.
也看一下启示录第21章第3节到第5节。
Let's look at Revelation 21 verse 3 to 5.
真的流血的人才能得胜吗?
Is it true that only those who bled can actually be victorious?
把自我钉在十字架而死的人才能得胜吗?
To say that the people that has been crucified on the cross, they are the victorious ones?
把自我钉在十字架而死 死的才能成为上帝的儿子吗?
And only those that crucify themselves on the cross can become the children of God.
现在我们继续看看了什么人能够成为上帝的孩子?
Let's take ourselves further. Who are the ones that can become the children of God?
因为成为上帝的孩子是那么重要。
Because being the children of God, this is very important.
因为不是所有的人都能够成为上帝的孩子。
For not everyone can become the children of God.
到底什么人能够成为上帝的孩子?
And so who are the ones that can become the children of God?
看第21章。
21章第3节到第5节。第3节到第5节。行，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。” Verse 3 says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God.
那么我们的上帝创造了天和地。So
God created the heavens and the earth.
只是创造天也可以啊。So
he can just create the heavens, then that's it.
为什么也创造了地呢?
But why so that he created the earth as well?
为的是把上帝的国建立在这个地上。
It's so for the sake of building his kingdom on earth.
为的是跟你再来这个一起来生活。
It's so that he can live together with you.
第三节的意思是我们的上帝怎么样呢? 愿意跟你生活在这个地上。
Verse 3 says here that God is willing to be with you to live in this earth.
不是我们的上帝愿意这个生活在天上。
Not so that God actually wants to live only in the heavens. prince.
那么生活在天上的我们的上帝愿意下来这个地球上，然后跟你一起来喝乌龙茶。
So the one that dwells in heaven, this guy is willing to come onto earth and to drink oolong tea with you on earth.
所以耶稣再来的时候，我们请他一起喝乌龙茶。
So when Jesus returns, we're gonna let him drink his oolong tea together with him.
看第四节。
So let's have verse 4.
什么人能够跟上帝在一起呢？
Who are the ones that can be together with God?
第五节。
Verse 5.
只有上帝的孩子才能跟我们的上帝在一起。
Only the children of God can be together with God.
我们一起来念经。宝座啊，这个坐宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说我要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
He who sits on the throne says, I am making everything new. Then he says, write this down for the words are trustworthy and true.
哪一个人能够创造新天新地呢？
So who are the ones that can create the new heavens and the earth?
哪一个人能够创造新的东西呢？
Who can create something new?
意思说哪一个人能够才能够得到能力呢？
Or to say that who can receive this power?
啊，看第六这个七节。
Verse 7.
现在请得胜的，得胜的才能怎么样呢？做神的儿女。
He who overcomes, overcomers are the one that can become children of God.
得胜的才能跟上帝在一起。
The overcomers can be together with God.
得胜的才能治理这地。
The overcomers can be the one that rule over the earth.
得胜的才能做神的儿女了。
The overcomers can become the children of God, right?
我们看看一下，请得胜的必承受这些伟业。我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
你不是得胜的话，你没有方法成为上帝的孩子。
For if you're not an overcomer, you cannot be the children of God.
真的不要你想错了。
So don't think wrongly.
来教会受洗，那么自动的成为上帝的孩子，圣经根本没有这样讲。
So if you come to a church and be baptized, and you automatically become the children of God, the Bible never says so that way.
你来教会一定要怎么样呢？杀掉自我。
Because you come to a church, you have to eradicate your old self.
你来教会一定要得胜。
You have to come to a church and be victorious.
你得胜的时候才能做神的儿女。
And only at a time when you are victorious and overcomer, you can become the son of God.
但是在过去，为什么我们教会骗人？这是来教会常常给我奉献，那么可以做神的儿女，圣经没有这样讲。
Why so that the church can lie to people? You come to church and sing a few songs and give some offering, you become the sons of God.
约翰福音第一章十二节也不是这个的意思。
For John chapter 1 verse 15 says that it's not the same meaning here.
一定要明白在那边有两个时态。
Because there is two different kind of tenses written there.
你接受过后，你的里面的人一定要变。
For you receive the inner person inside, you have to be transformed. There need to be a growth.
然后呢，得胜。
And to be victorious, overcomers.
得胜的是什么人呢？
So the one who overcomes, who are they?
看第八节。
Verse 8.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的，杀人的是什么呢？圣经说，你讨厌什么人，不喜欢什么人，他就是杀人的。
Murderers are the one that detest people or to hate people or be angry with person. This is murderers.
淫乱的。
Or sexually immoral.
一只脚踏两只船的。
With one leg step on two different boats.
虽然信主。
You believe in God.
虽然来教会。
Even though they come to a church.
但是呢，这个很多的时候也是用这个世上的价值观来生活。
But many of the time you actually live according to the worldly standards.
行邪术的。
Those who actually work foul.
反抗的意思了。
Those who actually practice magic.
拜偶像的。
The idolaters.
也是反抗的意思了。
Those who rebel.
没有单纯的接受神的话。
They never simply receive the word of God.
听神的话的时候加什么话，减什么话。
When they listen to the word of God, they add something or minus something from it.
这就是行邪术的。
So these are the people that practice magic arts.
这就是拜偶像的。
These are the idolaters.
和一切说谎话的。
And all liars.
那么听神的话的时候，自己造另一个故事。
So when you hear the word of God, you start to make another story out of it.
没有正确的信神的话。
You never properly believe in the word of God correctly.
随便歪曲神的话。
You distort the word of God.
不对呀。
This is wrong.
很多的人。
Many people.
耶稣变成一个道德伦理那边的老师。
Jesus become a teacher of morals and values.
那么上次我也去这个韩国的时候，我的朋友是那么好的一个朋友。
The other time I went to Korea and I have a friend that is really, really good.
他是神学院里面做这个教书。
He's a professor in this theological college.
拿到
And he got the salary.
把这个薪水几乎用在学生的身上。
And he got the salary that almost spent it all on his own students.
自己的薪水几乎用在贫穷的学生的身上。
So he spent all his salary and wages on this poor student.
啊，看起来是很好。
So he looked as if he's a very good man.
不是的啦。
But this is not the case.
耶稣不是道德老师。
For Jesus is not a teacher of moral values.
耶稣不是伦理老师。
He's not a teacher of ethics.
耶稣是神来的。
For Jesus is God.
他明明白白是人。
He is a man.
只是强调耶稣是人的话怎么样呢？就是强调耶稣的道德伦理这个理啊。
If we emphasize Jesus as a man, we only emphasize on his morals, his values, and ethics.
虽然他是人
，even though that he is a man，
但是他是上帝的孩子了。
But he is the son of God.
意思说他里面有神权。
Means to say that inside him there is this divine power.
意思说他里面有王权。
There is this divine power and kingship in him.
啊，所以呢也要相信上帝的能力。
And therefore we have to believe in God's power.
那个朋友是那么好。
And so that friend was really good.
但是根本否认上帝的能力。
But he denied the power of God.
这是耶稣是什么呢
？And you only say that Jesus is.
啊。很好的一个先生
He's a very good man.
很善良的一个先生
He's a very good and kind man.
很有礼貌的一个先生
Person very polite.
不是的了
But that's not the case.
他是有能力的上帝了
He's a God of power.
不要受欺骗
And so don't be deceived in that way.
这就是说谎话的
So these are the liars.
这样来教导学生
He teaches the students like that.
结果呢那个神学院毕业更无能无力的
And even so that they graduated from the theological college, they have become very helpless and powerless.
没有办法建立教会。
There is no way they can build up churches.
几乎百分之百，他说几乎百分之百都失败。
So 100% he says that almost most of them they fail.
然后问我。
And then he asked me.
问题在哪里
？Where is the problem?
所以我讲的时候生气。
And then when I told him, he became angry.
明白吗
？Understand?
你是人。
You are a man.
但是你有神权。
But you have the power, the divine power. You have the sovereign power.
两个不要分开。
So don't separate us two.
只是强调人性。
But if you emphasize on the humanity,
当然可以变成一个好人。
Yes, you can become a good man.
那么佛教徒也可能某一个角度来看都比你好。
So Buddhism, in certain perspective, is actually better than you.
但是他们不能同调。
But it cannot be saved.
人性跟神性是不能分开的。
But humanity and divinity cannot be separated.
你分开的话，这就是说谎话的。
So if you separate them, it is called lies.
这样的人呢，没有分得到生命。
So these people have no right to receive life.
被丢在火里。
They be thrown in the fiery lakes of the burning sulfur.
这里的狐狸不是老虎。
So this
这个不是这个狐狸精。对不对？字不一样。你一定要明白什么人不能进来上帝的国。
So we need to know who are the ones that cannot enter into the kingdom.
胆怯的。
Those who are coward.
不信的。
Those who are unbelieving.
可憎的。
Those people that are vile.
心里面讨厌的心。
Those people who hate.
一定要饶恕了。
We need to forgive.
不要照着世上的价值观来生活。
Don't live according to the worldly standards.
单纯的接受神的话了
to simply receive the word of God.
听神的话的时候不要说可以吗不可能哪里可以不要这个反抗
When we listen to the word of God, don't rebel against the word of God. Whether is it okay, cannot, or whether can or not.
听神的话的时候怎么样的正确的接受神的话了
When we listen to the word of God, we receive it correctly.
不要说谎话了
Don't lie in the word.
这样的人无法进虽然他的行为是那么善良，但是不能进来上帝的国。
For this kind of people, even though they are good and kind, but they cannot come into the kingdom of God.
今天我们一定要明白得胜的才能成为上帝的孩子。
Today we need to know that those who overcomes are the one that become the children of God.
也要明白圣经讲的得胜的是什么意思。
And we need to know what does it mean by being the overcomers.
那么再来讲的话，里面的人没有变化的话不行。
We need to say again that if the inner person inside me there's no transformation, we cannot do this.
里面的人有变化的时候。里面的人成长的时候真的杀掉不信怀疑反抗的心批评的心等等的时候你能够得到统治权吗
So when we have this transformation we have this growth or eradicate when it's got unbelief doubts and rebellions and criticisms is it true that we can receive the sovereign power
虽然看过的经文再来看一下
We read it again let's read it again
因为我虽然天天看也是对我来讲有很感动了。
Even so that I read it every single day, it is still touching my heart.
所以呢，今天不要说牧师又讲同样的经文。
So don't say that, Pastor, today why you say the same verse again?
虽然是同看过的经文再来看一下。
Even though it's the same scripture, let's read again.
马太福音第六章,
Matthew chapter 6,
第十节,
verse 10.
上帝的旨意是什么?
What is the will of God?
真的我们的上帝建立教会的目的是为的是在这边,
So the purpose of God creating church on earth is so to actually create the kingdom of God on earth. Is that true?
真的我们的上帝, 愿你透过你来建立上帝的国吗?
And so God through you to actually establish His kingdom. Is it true?
请, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国 然后在那边华文圣经没有翻译的,
in your kingdom come, in China's
没有翻译什么呢?
Something was missing out.
愿你的国透过你来降临, 这个透过你没有翻译的,
something was not translated through you. This words are not translated.
我们的上帝呢, 透过你来, 进来,
For God through you enters into this world.
愿你的旨意透过你来行在地上。
For let your will to be done through you to be on
又,
earth as it is in heaven.
又没有把透过你这个字翻译出来。
As well, this through you is not translated as well.
我们的上帝透过我们才传道来行在这世上。
So God through this evangelist who actually work on earth.
那么很自动的吗?
So is it automatically?
你来教会够吗?
You come to church and that's it?
那么你来教会受洗奉献唱唱歌的话, 我们的上帝透过你来进来这个世上, 透过你来行在这个世上吗?
So you come to church, sing a few songs, give some offerings to be baptized, and then God will through that kind of actions to rule over this world and to establish His kingdom on earth?
什么人能够得到这个统治权呢?
So exactly, who are the ones who can receive the sovereign power?
看看第13节。
Let's look at verse 13.
13节,请, 不叫我们遇见试探,救我们脱离凶恶。 这里的凶恶是什么呢?
What does it mean by evil ones here?
为什么拯救你?
Why to save you?
为什么拯救我们的爱丽丝姐妹?
Why so that God saved a sister Alice?
为什么我们的上帝拯救我们这个芬莲姐妹?
Why so that God actually saved the sister Florence?
为的是让我们的爱丽丝姐妹芬莲姐妹来脱离凶恶。
It's so that Sister Alice and as well Sister Florence can be delivered from the evil ones.
上次我们已经说了凶恶有三个意思。
Yeah, let me talk about this. Evil ones have three meanings.
第一个意思是什么呢?
The first one is?
贫穷。
Poverty.
第二个意思是什么呢?
The second is?
痛苦。
Pains and sufferings.
第三个意思是什么呢?
The third is?
疾病。
Sicknesses and disease.
为什么拯救你?
Why so that God delays
for you? 为的是让你脱离病痛、痛苦，还有呢? 贫穷,
so God deliver you for the sake of delivering you from all this kind of poverty, sicknesses and disease and pains and suffering.
虽然信主过后没有能力来生活，没有生命来生活是不对呀。
And therefore, after you become a Christian, you live without power. This is actually wrong.
为的是让你怎么释放出来。
So therefore, you to be set free.
你信主之前恶势力捆绑你了。
Before you are a Christian, you have been bound by all this kind of evil forces.
信主之前很多很多的痛苦，很多的问题捆绑你了。
Before you are a Christian, there's many of this kind of problems. Problems and bitterness and sufferings that binds you.
也有病痛捆绑你咯?
There are sicknesses that binds you as well.
但是你信主的时候怎么样呢? 你成为上帝的孩子的时候一定有统治权。
But after you become a Christian, to become a children of God, you have this kind of sovereign power.
你所拥有的那个统治权能够打死病痛，还有呢? 痛苦还有呢贫穷的问题。
And the sovereign power that you have can eradicate and to overcome through all this kind of poverty, sicknesses and disease and pains and sufferings.
但是很自动的吗?
But is it very automatically?
到底什么人能够得胜呢?
What kind of person can be overcomers?
得胜的才能做神的儿女。
Overcomers are the one that can become the children of God.
神的儿女才能拥有统治权。
And only the children of God has the sovereign power.
看第14节。
Let's look at verse 14.
看第14节。
Verse 14.
请你们饶恕人的过犯，你们 你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
For if you forgive man when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive man their sins, your Father will not forgive your sin.
你饶恕别人的时候怎么样呢？才能得胜。
So when you forgive other people, you'll become overcomers and victorious.
你饶恕别人的时候，你才能成为上帝的孩子。
So when you forgive other people, it's the time when you become the sons of God.
你饶恕别人的时候，才能攻破病痛、贫穷、痛苦。
So when you forgive other people, it's that time that you can overcome and be delivered from this kind of pain, sufferings, poverty, and sicknesses and disease. And therefore, forgive. Don't rebel. Don't criticize. Don't believe. Don't say that you are older than me. I'm younger than you, that's why. Even if you're older than me, it's okay.
我比你小也没关系.
Even so that I'm shorter than you, it's okay.
如果你将来, 所以呢,我比你大, 所以呢,你一定听我的话.
And therefore, if I'm older than you, you have to listen to me.
这样来想的话, 上帝不能使用你.
If you think that way, God will not use you.
你这样来想的话, 上帝不能给你统治权.
If you think that way, God cannot give you sovereign power.
没关系咯.
And therefore, it's okay.
啊, 我是博士来的.
I'm a professor.
啊, 你不是博士来的.
And you are not a professor.
应该你听我的话才对.
And therefore, you should be listening to me.
啊, 这样的话不行.
If this kind of way, we cannot do
啊,
this.
这样的话, 我跟金明朗牧师也不能一起走.
And therefore, if like that, I cannot work with Pastor Kim Hin-ho.
他以前他是很有钱来长大。
Last time he grew up in a very rich family.
他一个晚上花钱是什么呢？一个不是一个礼拜，一个晚上花钱是一千，一千是只有一个晚上花新币10,000块钱。
So last
差不多13,000块钱。
So last time for one night, just one night, he actually spent about $13,000 per night.
他扎到这什么汽车是Ferrari。
The car that he drove the Ferrari.
现在Ferrari新币多少钱？
So how much is it right now?
100多万。
So about million.
500多万。
5 million?
啊，新币是这那么贵，他是以前是驾那个Ferrari的。
Very expensive. In the past, he actually drove this kind of Ferrari.
所以呢，他里面有怎么样呢？有做头目的意识形态。
So he had this kind of concept, this kind of mindset as a gangster and a hidden leader.
黑社会的头目那样的意识形态。
Like a gangster, you know, like gangster trait leader.
所以走路也是怎么样呢？
So when he walked, he also walked like that.
King Kong的走路, King Kong的电影知道吗？
He walked like King Kong. Do you know the movie King Kong?
我也有自尊心.
I have this kind of ego as well.
但是不要说你比我大，我比你大啊，不要讲.
But don't say this whether you are bigger or I'm smaller or I'm older.
上帝都给予我们不同的恩赐.
For God gave us different kind of gift things.
把自尊心放下来.
Put down our own egos.
彼此尊重.
And let us submit to one another.
那是我们才能推动这个生命事工.
Is that a time that can we push out this kind of Zoe ministry?
明白吗？ 老鼠了.
Understand forgiveness.
老鼠的时候，你才能脱离. 贫穷, 痛苦,
forgiveness is the only way that can deliver us from all this kind of poverty and pains and sufferings.
这样的人才能做神的儿女.
And only this kind of people can be the children of God.
这样的人才能得胜.
And only this kind of people can be overcomers.
那么他不要承认我没关系.
He don't want to recognize me, it's okay.
我是上帝的孩子.
For I am the child of God.
上帝承认我够了。
If Father actually recognized me, then it's okay.
他不要承认我，也是我是王来的了。
If you don't want to acknowledge me, or even so, then I'm also a king.
上帝承认我的时候，我才是真正的王。
For if God acknowledged me, then I am the true king.
人承认我，那个是假王。
If man actually acknowledged me, then it's a fake kind of king.
人承认的是霸王。
Because the one that man actually recognized is called a bad king.
横行霸道的霸，知道吗？霸王。 去台湾的话有海霸王，有这个餐厅，海霸王有这个餐厅的，那他们的食物蛮不错。<笑>海鲜方面，他们是怎么样呢？我们是海鲜方面的餐馆里面，餐厅里面，我们是霸王那样啊，所以把握我们的品质的意思了啊。所以呢，他们这个餐馆的名字是海霸王，流口水。<笑> 啊，这个不重要的了。不重要的了，上帝承认，他才是上帝的孩子。
So for God acknowledged, then he is called the child of God.
他才是真王。
Then he is the true king.
啊，要明白这个王权是从哪里来。
So we need to understand that where this kingship come from.
这个王权不是从你的学历而来。
Kingship doesn't come from your own qualification.
这个王权不是从你的能力而来。
Kingship doesn't come from your own ability and power.
这个王权是被 杀过的羔羊从那边才流出来。
This kingship actually comes from the lamb that was slain, the power that flows out from there.
你看这个马太福音第6章第10节到第15节那么清楚的说明。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 to 15, it says so clearly over there.
所以我们和我扎根在 上帝的爱那边,
and therefore, we need to be rooted and established in God's love.
你扎根在上帝的爱那边的时候，你才能得到圣灵充满。
And if we're rooted properly in the love of God, then we'll be able to be filled in the Holy Spirit.
你圣灵充满的时候，才能看见上帝的荣耀、上帝的能力、上帝的高度、上帝的深度。
And if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will be able to see how God is, His glory and His power, and how tall and how deep and wide God is.
我们看看一下以弗所的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
十七节到第十九节。
17 to 19.
现在很奇怪，牧师不是说同心合为一是我们的能力。
Pastor right now is talking about, isn't he talking about unity and unity in heart is we how we receive our power.
但是到现在没有讲同心合为一。
I saw that Pastor never say anything about unity and unity in heart.
现在牧师的意思是什么呢？
So what is Pastor saying right now?
什么人能够同心呢？
Who are the ones that can be
united? 什么人能够同这个合而为一呢？
Who are the ones that can be unity in heart?
杀自我的。
When you eradicate your own self.
对不对？
Right?
你没有杀掉不信、反抗、批评的等等的东西的话，怎么样呢？无法同心，无法合为一。
And if you never eradicate from this unbelieving, dull, rebellion, and so criticisms, it's impossible for you to be united and have this unity in heart.
扎根在爱里面了。
Be rooted in love.
扎根在上帝的爱那边。
Be rooted in God's love.
扎根在上帝的爱就是。同心的意思，合而为的意思。
Be rooted in God's love is a meaning called unity and united in heart.
我再来讲，扎根在上帝的爱那边。
I say again, be rooted in God's love.
同心。
That means unity.
合而为一。
That means unity in heart.
那是你才能圣灵充满。
It's at the time where you can be filled in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的时候，你才能看见上帝的高度，上帝的深度。
When you're filled in the Holy Spirit, then you can see how tall and how wide and how deep God is.
意思说你扎根在上帝的爱。
When you're rooted in God's love,
你同心
when you have unity,
合而为一
when you're united in heart,
杀掉自我
and you eradicate your own self,
都是同一个意思了
all is of the same meaning.
我再来讲，扎根在上帝的爱
I say again, rooted in God's love,
同心
unity,
合而为一
united in one,
杀掉自我
eradicate your own self,
都是同一个意思
all of this is of the same meaning.
我们这样做的时候怎么样呢？才能圣灵充满
and when we do that, we can be filled in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的时候，你才能看见上帝的荣耀。
And when we are filled in the Holy Spirit, then we can see God's glory.
才能得到丰盛的智慧。
Then we can receive this abundance and the fullness of wisdom.
这就是以弗所的第三章十七到第十九节的内容。
This is in a contained in verse 17 to 19 in chapter 3.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等广阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, then, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ, and to know the love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled in the measure of all the fullness of God.
我刚刚说了,
and I said just now,
明白神的爱了,
to know God's love,
扎根在神的爱那边了,
to be rooted in God's love.
这就是同心了
and this is called unity.
这就是合而为一了
this is called unity in one.
你这样做的时候才能得到上帝的能力了
and if we do that, we can receive the power from God.
这样做的时候上帝里面所有的能力通通进来你里面
and when we do that, all the power that belongs to God will flow inside of you.
你看充满了你们
it says be filled to the fullness of God.
如果是这样的话上帝的爱是什么
if that's the case, then what is the love of God then?
真的扎根在上帝的爱那时我们能够得胜吗
When we're rooted and established in God's love can we be victorious and overcomers?
我刚刚说了扎根在上帝的爱这意思是什么呢同心的意思合而为一的意思
And I say just now that be rooted in the love of God means to say to be united and unity in one
我也刚刚说了同心合而为一是什么时候会发生的
When will this unity and unity in one actually happen?
杀掉自我的时候
When you eradicate your own self
那么杀掉自我是什么意思
What does it mean by eradicating your own self?
看一下哥林多前书
Let's look at 1 Corinthians
第十二章
Chapter 12
31节
Verse 31
又是读过的经文
It's something we read before.
老师我
Forgive me.
好我们一起来念一下你愿意得到上帝的能力吗
Are you willing to receive the power of God?
你真的愿意得胜吗
Are you willing to be victorious?
你愿意得到上帝的统治权吗
You willing to receive the sovereign power of God?
你愿意上帝里面的所有的能力通通充满了你
Are you,
通通进来你里面吗
Are you willing to have this power of God? All the fullness of power of God actually flows inside of you.
我可以讲告诉你
I tell you.
我跟你讲
I tell you.
很奇妙的方法
this most excellent way
请你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐我现在现今把 最妙的方法指示你们。
But eagerly desired a greater gift, and now I will show you the most excellent way.
什么时候我们的上帝的所有的能力充满我呢？
When is it so that all the fullness of God actually fills me?
什么时候我被圣灵充满？
When is it so that I will be filled in the Holy Spirit?
什么时候上帝的能力能够进来我里面？
When is it so that the power of God will come inside of me?
什么时候我能够得到那么极更大的这个能力？
And when is it so that I can receive this greater gift?
扎根在爱里面。
When you're rooted in love.
啊，真的是爱里面吗？
Is it true that it's in love?
第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
爱是什么？
What is love?
啊，扎根在爱就是怎么样呢？同心合为一，对不对？
When we're rooted in love, means to say that be unity and unity in one.
就是杀掉自我。
Means to say to eradicate your own self.
圣经讲的爱是什么？
What does it mean by love mentioned in the Bible?
什么时候我们能够杀掉自我？
When is it so that we can eradicate ourselves?
什么时候我们能够同心？
When is it so that we can be united?
请爱是恒久忍耐，忍耐了。
So be patient.
啊，他有问题吗
？He have a problem.
忍耐了。
Be patient with him.
他比你大吗
？He's older than you.
忍耐了。
Be patient with him.
又有恩赐。
Love,
爱是不嫉妒哦，他比你大吗？不要嫉妒了。
Is he older than you? Don't envy him.
啊，也不要自卑感。
Do not be inferior.
爱是不自夸的。
For it does not boast.
不张狂的。
It is not proud.
不做这个害羞的。
It is not rude.
不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒。
It is not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
It keeps no records of wrong.
不喜欢不义。
Love does not delight
in
evil.
只喜欢真理。
But rejoice with the truth.
凡事包容。
It always protects.
凡事相信。
Always trust.
凡事盼望。
Always hopes.
凡事忍耐。
Always persevere.
这就是爱。
For this is called love.
你这就是杀掉自我。
And this is called eradicating yourself.
我们这样做的时候才能同心。
When we do that, we can have the unity.
这样做的时候才能合为一。
When we do that, we can be united as one.
合为一的时候发生什么事？
When united as one, what will happen to us?
上帝的能力进来我们里面。
The power of God will enter into us.
所以我们刚刚读了吗？
So just now we read, right?
啊，忘记了没有读。
We forgot.
Matthew
chapter 18.
十八章带我世界。
Verse
18
to 20.
扎根在爱了。
Be rooted in love.
爱是什么？
What is love?
不要说我比你大，你比我小。
Love is saying that don't say that you are older or you are smaller than me.
我是无能无力的。
I'm helpless.
没有自卑感。
There is no inferior complexity.
我是很厉害的，没有骄傲。
I am very good and there is no pride.
不管他是什么样的可以接纳。
No matter what kind of person he is, you can receive this kind of person.
那个有刺的那个动物是什么？
The one that has thorns?
刺猬。虽然他看起来刺猬，那样也包容他。
Even though he looks like a hedgehog, but still embrace him.
上次我看到这个一个节目的时候，这个刺猬出现了。
So I saw this show that there was this hedgehog that came out.
五只狮子也出现。
So five lions also appeared.
从早上到晚上十点一直追这个刺猬。
So from the morning 10 a.m. to the nighttime 9 p.m. still keep running, chasing after this hedgehog.
十多小时了。
So for 10 over hours.
从早上大概是十点开始追这个刺猬。
Starting from the morning 10 a.m. start to run after this kind of hedgehog.
到了晚上也还不能吃掉它。
And night still haven't eaten this hedgehog.
五只狮子了。
Five lions.
为什么碰它的刺的话，它们的嘴巴、它的脚肿起来
？Because if you touch this thorns, they will have this kind of swollen and bruised mouth and its legs.
但是爱是什么呢
？But what is love, man?
它里面有那么多的刀片。
He has so many swords inside of the person.
但是包容他咯。
But to embrace the person.
那是你能够得到统治权。
When the time you receive this kind of sovereign power.
这就是扎根在上帝的爱那边。
It's the meaning of what he means by rooted in God's love.
这就是同心合而为一。
This is the meaning called unity and united as one.
这样做的时候会发生什么事
？When we do that, what will happen to us?
马太福音十八章
，Matthew chapter 18.
我刚刚说了嘛，扎根在爱的时候怎么样呢？你能够得到更大的能力。
When we receive, when we be rooted and established in love, then we will receive a greater power.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑我；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。什么人的祷告那么厉害呢
？What kind of person's prayer is so powerful？
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。第二十节，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agrees about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where there are two or three comes together in my name, there am I with them.
考验你 방패들은 칸칸이지.
Test the person beside you.
용你打他，他会不会抱你？
With all the strength to beat the person beside you and see whether the person will retaliate.
甚至怎么样的刺猬也能够抱你，那时可以得到。
To the extent where you can actually hug a hedgehog, then at that time you can receive such great power.
所以明白吗? 这个同心的意思?
So understand the meaning of unity.
再回到以弗所书第三章。
Let's return back to Ephesians chapter 3.
接下来第20节。
Verse 20.
什么时候我们能够得胜?
When so that we can be victorious?
不是狮子的。
It's not lions.
我们在这边。
Over here.
因着不够能力等等啊，不要哭了。
Don't cry over this incapability.
这是听神的话了,
but only listen to the word of God.
相信神的话了,
only to believe in the word of God.
照着神的话来走,
to walk according to the word of God.
那是我们的上帝给你更大更大的能力,
for at that time God will give you greater and greater power.
那是我们里面的人这样变的时候你才能成为上帝的孩子。
And when there was a transformation in a person, then you'll become the sons of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的 大力充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us.
上帝的能力什么时候超过我所想的所做计划的呢？
When is it so that the power of God can go beyond what I can measure or what I can ask or imagine?
十七到十九节没有说了吗？
What is written in 19 and 20?
明白上帝的爱。
When you understand the love of God,
扎根在上帝的爱那边,
to be rooted and established in the love of God,
合为一,
be united.
合为一的意思是什么呢? 杀掉自我的意思咯,
be united means to eradicate yourself.
有在这边有两个人以上的话，一定会冲突。
When there's two or more people come together, that's definitely conflict. This is very normal.
没有冲突的话，这个不是人。
When there is no conflict, then that person is not a person.
两个人以上的话，一定会冲突。
When there's two or more person gather together, there must be a conflict.
上帝所创造的人都有创意。
Because every single one of us that God got created has creative.
虽然你的意见和我的意见不能一样。
And therefore your opinion and my opinions cannot be same.
所以冲突不一定是不好的。
And therefore conflict doesn't mean that it's bad.
那么怎么处理这个冲突?
But how to deal with this conflict?
这就是同情。
This is called unity.
那么接纳他的短处了。
So receive the shortcoming of the person.
这个就是同情了。
This is called unity.
明白吗? 这个不是同心。
So this is called not called unity.
这个没有力气。
For there is no strength.
很容易分开。
You can be separated very easily.
我的意见跟他的意见一模一样, 这个不是同心。
So when I have the same opinions and same views as that person,
同心的意思是我的长处接纳对方的短处, 这个对方的短处。
So what does it mean by unity? Unity means to say that my strength to cover the another person's shortcoming.
你的长处接纳我的短处。
So your strength covers my shortcoming.
这样做的就很有力气了。
And so when we do that, this thing has become very powerful. 不是一模一样。 It's not that the both of us are different.
就是冲突不是一个问题。
And therefore, conflict is not a problem.
怎么接纳。
But how to receive?
怎么处理。
How to deal with it?
好好扎根在爱那边。
So probably be rooted and established in God's love.
扎根在爱是什么？我们已经读了哥林多前书第13章，对不对？
So be rooted in love. So what does it mean by love? We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
这样做的时候怎么样呢？ 上帝的能力超过你所想象的。
And when we do that, then the power of God that is beyond what we can imagine and ask for.
千万相信神的话了。
So we have to believe in the word of God.
相信神的话。
Believe in the word of God.
彻底地改这个里面的人。
So change the person inside of us.
里面的人没有变的话，我们无法做神的儿女。
So when a person inside of us never changed, we cannot become the children of God.
彻底地改变我们里面的人。
We need to have a transformation in an inner person.
那是我们能够得到能力的。
So at that time we can receive the power.
彻底地改变我们里面的人，我们里面的人成长的时候怎么样呢？ 我们的上帝帮我做一切的事情。
When there's a transformation as well as there's a growth, then God will help me to do all things.
这就是加拉太书第二章第20节的意思了。
This is in Galatians, written in Galatians chapter 3 verse 20.
我必定与死的死了。
For I have been crucified with Christ.
所以呢，现在活着的不是我。
And therefore, the one that lives is not me.
就是耶稣了。
But it's Jesus Christ.
意思说。 我杀掉自我的时候怎么样呢？耶稣的能力变成我的能力的。
When I eradicate my own self, the power of Jesus become my own power.
这就是加拉太书第二章第二十节嘛。
This reading in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, right?
哦，今天早一点结束咯。
Today we end early.
那么早一点可以回家咯。
Then we can return home early.
啊，那么今天求神神啊。
Let us seek God.
明白了吗？
Do you understand this?
我们的失败在哪里？
Where is our failure?
不是不够能力了。
It's not because we are lack of strength and power.
你不是狮子的缘故了。
Not because you are not lion.
你如果是狮子的话，更糟糕了。
For if you are lion, then you are worse.
你不是被杀过的羔羊的缘故了。
If you are not slain of the lamb that was slain.
你没有后而扎根在上帝的爱那边的缘故了。
It's because you are not properly rooted and established in love.
结果呢不能得胜。
And therefore you are not victorious.
结果呢不能做神的儿女。
And therefore you cannot be the children of God.
所以呢听神的话的时候单纯的接受了。
And therefore when you listen to the word of God, just simply receive it.
听神的话的时候不要加什么，不要减什么了。
So when you receive the word of God, don't add something, so minus something.
听神的话的时候彻底的相信了。
So when we listen to the word of God, receive it totally.
那么听神的话的时候不要随便反抗了。
Or don't rebel against the word of God.
那么不要随便批评你的领导者。
Or not to criticize the person that leads you.
他讲神的话的话怎么样呢？顺从。
When the person is talking about the word of God, then you obey him.
如果他不讲神的话的话，为了他祷告。
If he's not talking about the word of God, then pray for him.
不要随便把姜牧师赶出去。
So don't anyhow chase pastor Kam out.
为了姜牧师来祷告。
For the sake of pastor Kam, pray for him.
这样做的时候，上帝会处理姜牧师。
So when you do with this, God himself will deal with pastor Kam.
但是呢，你会蒙福。
But you will be blessed instead.
明白吗？
Understand?
顺从。
Obey.
求神。
Ask of God.
啊，看看咯，在哪一个地方不信？
At which part are we having this unbelief?
看看咯，在哪一个地方批评？
At which part are we criticizing?
看看咯，在哪一个地方反抗？
At which part are we rebelling?
看看在哪一个地方他两只脚踏两只船？
At which part is this person standing 1 foot at 2 boats?
啊，这些都好好处理了。
So all this we need to deal with.
那是我们能够得胜。
You know, at the time can we become overcomers and victorious?
不要怪这，不要怕这个时代的变化。
So don't be afraid of the changes of this time.
啊，看起来这个时代很凶。
Look as if this era, this time is very ferocious.
这个时代会吃掉我。
It's very fierce. It can consume me and devour me.
这个时代不能吃掉你。
So this time cannot devour you.
因为为了统治这个世上拯救你了。
For the sake of ruling over this world, that's why God saved you.
你吃掉这个世上才对呀。
You should be the one that consume and devour this world.
这个什么啊，约书亚、扎勒、约书亚那样，你们是我的饭。
Just like Joshua and Caleb, you are my rice.
民数记第十四章第七节嘛，第四节嘛，第五节嘛，啊，那边都。迦南地是我们的饭。
In Numbers chapter 14 verse 5 says that land of Canaan, this is my food.
啊，在我们里面看到饭的时候惧怕的举手。
Anybody who is afraid of rice?
世上是我们的饭。
For this world is our food.
为什么怕？
Why are you afraid then?
啊，哎呀，这个时代的不景气。
This time there is this financial crisis.
不关我的事。
It has nothing to do with me.
你才是统治者。
For you are the sovereign one.
你才能处理不景气的。
You are the one that can deal with all this kind of crisis.
这是上帝的孩子。
For this is the children of God.
你才是统治，你才有统治权。
You are the ruler. You have the ruling power.
啊，闭眼睛。
So close your eyes.
啊，今天一定要得到释放。
Tonight we have to be set free.
今天一定要得到医治。
Today we have to be healed.
今天你一定要得胜。
Today we have to be victorious.
那么我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray.